Okay, just a few minutes from now, we'll begin our annual recitation of Slichos, but I think it's fair to say that as we formally begin the Yamim Noraim season, that there's nothing annual or typical about what this feels like. This has been a year for all of us of unprecedented challenge, to be sure, experienced in a differentiated manner, depending on individual circumstances, but across the board. And so, almost inevitably, our topic this evening, as we enter Slichos, and through Slichos, the Yamim Noraim, our topic has to do with the question of Yisurin, of suffering, and their role in our process of expiation. We'll say tonight, and we'll say throughout the entire Slichos season, that we ask God to remove our sins, Marek v'rachamecha harabim esavanosenu, but we insert a special petition of alo al yidei yisurim v'achaloyim roim, that it shouldn't be through suffering, through terrible illness. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos and Daf Nun Hei raises the question of the origins of Yisurin, of suffering. And the Gemara begins with a statement of the Amora Rav Ami. Amr Rav Ami, Ein Misa below Chet, Ve'ein Yisurin below Avon. Death cannot but come unless it is the result of sin. And likewise for suffering, Ein Yisurin below Avon, where there is suffering, there must be sin. Ein Misa below Chet Dichsiv Hanefesh Achotes Hisamus, Ve'ein Yisurin below Avon Dichsiv Ufakati B'Shevet Pisham Uvin Goyim Avonam. The Gemara goes on to quote a number of different sources, questioning whether Rav Ami's ruling is sustainable. Quotes a very fascinating interaction between Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachi Hashares, where the Malachi Hashares say it can't be. What about Moshe and Aaron? They were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And there too the response seems to be, but there was sin. Yan lo hemantim bi lahakti sheni le'nei b'nei Yisrael. Lachen lo saviu es ha'kahal azeh el ha'aretz. Asher nishpati lahem. The Gemara goes on from there, says maybe that's a minority opinion, recites another Tanaic source. There are multiple individuals that died only as a result, so to speak, of the sin of the Eitz Hadas, Bietzel Shel Nachash. And the Gemara concludes the following, Shma Mina, Yesh Misa below Chet, V'yesh Yisurin below Avon, U'tiyuvta de Rav Ami tiyuvta. Gemara says, sometimes we have to admit that there is such a thing as death without sin as its proximate cause, and there is human suffering that is not generated by avon, by transgression. Rav Ami and his position, to the contrary, are not sustainable. And so, far be it from me to contravene the ruling of Chazal that there is such a thing as Misa below Chet and Yisurin below Avon, and Kal Vachomer, far be it from me to presume to know anything about why the Yisurin that have befallen us, why that has come to pass. But whatever one makes, of the two different opinions presented here in this Gemara, and whatever one makes of the conclusion of this Gemara, there's another arguably more important question. Not the question as to what the origins of Yisurin are, but rather what their value might be. Mori V'Rabi, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to speak to us when he talked about tshuva through a mashal of Hechsher Kalim. Torah tells us, after the Jewish people returned from the battle against Midian, about different ways of purifying vessels, what we call Hagala and Libun, Davar Asher Yavo Va'esh Taviru Va'esh V'Taher, Ves Asher Yavo Bamayim Taviru Vamayim. There's different ways that we can be Machsher Kalim. He said, but of course, there's also the Kli Cheres, the earthenware vessel, about which the Torah says in Parshas Tzav, Ukli Cheres, Asher tivushalbo yishaver. Sometimes there's no option of hagala or libun, marika or shtifa. Sometimes the only option is shvira, is to be broken down, whether it's a kli, whether it's a yachid, an individual, whether it's a tzibur, an entire community. There's no question that this year, personally and collectively, we've experienced a form of shvira. The lives that we lived have been, and to an extent, remain broken. But we have to be cognizant of the fact that just like the Kli Cheres, sometimes that process of Shavira is not intrinsically destructive, but it can be, if we want it to be, as we'll see in just a moment, it can be, amongst other things, a path towards Tahara, towards purification and elevation. Gemara Brachos and Daf Hey. Amar Rava v'yisem Rav Chista. Im roe Adam sheyisurin boin alav. If a person recognizes that he or she is suffering, yifash veish b'masav. It's not for anybody else to say, but it's incumbent upon a person to scrutinize his actions, to interrogate, to investigate, to consider at least the possibility that these are Yisurin Shel Avon. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nach Besadr Achenu V'Nach Korah V'Nashuv Ad Hashem. Person does an honest accounting. Person looks. V'Or Haner Yafe Libdika. You check. Pishpesh v'lo matza, yitla bebitol Torah. A person should assume the old Torah is great indeed, and perhaps one has not carried it to the extent that one might have. Shenemar, ashrei hagever, asher tiasrenu yom misorascha tilamdenu. V'im tala v'lo matza, were such a thing possible that a person could say, it wasn't that either. I used all the time that I might have. Biyadua, then a person knows, it's a certitude, sheyisurin shel ahavohem, that these are yisurin that are the product of ahava. Who's ahava? It becomes clear from the pasuk that the Gemara cites, "Shenemar ki es asher ye'ehav Hashem yochiach." God's love, however strange we might find this particular expression, but he who God loves, he shall remonstrate with. Amar Rava, Amar Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Shekadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo. He whom God desires, the more that God desires a person, Medako B'Yisurin, he crushes him with suffering. Shenemar V'Hashem Chafetz Dako Hecheli. And so the Gemara here isn't merely concluding where we began, with the conclusion of the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that there's a possibility of Yisurin below Avon, that there doesn't necessarily have to have been a sin. But the Gemara in Brachos is developing a new category entirely. The category of Yisurin Shel Ahava, the category of Yisurin that are certainly not based on any sin, even Bittul Torah, which would seem to ensnare any person, but rather are an expression of God's love for that person, God's desire somehow, some way, to purgate that individual to ever higher levels of sanctity. And then the Gemara says something to me which is absolutely tantalizing. What's going to ultimately make those Yisurin Shel Ahava hit their mark? What's going to enable them to be efficacious in terms of what God wanted of them, somehow to elevate the person? So the Gemara says the following, Yochol Afilu Lo Kibla Me'ahava. Do those Yisurin Shel Ahava still have the intended and desired effect if the person does not accept them in that vein? If a person isn't cognizant that this is what God wants of him and from him as he suffers? Tamadomar im tasim asham nafsho. Ma asham ladas, a carbon asham has to be brought with a level of das, with a level of intent, for it to be efficacious in expiating the guilt for which the offering is brought in the first place. Af Yisurin Ladas. These Yisurin only have their purgating impact if the person relates to them as such. If a person senses these Yisurin somehow as merely a burden, cause of suffering, and not as an opportunity for refinement, for greater focus, for greater intensity, for a greater ability to shut out and to remove that which is excess in life, that which is dross, that which is ultimately an impediment to greater degrees of morality, of spirituality, of religious intensity. If a person doesn't take it in that way, so it will not have that impact. It's not only up to God alone, the nosein, but the Gemara says explicitly it depends on the mekabel, on the recipient of these yisurin. It's a state of mind on the part of us all. And so even if we are to say that Tavshin Pei 5780 is an example of what the Gemara and Shabbos concluded, of Yesh Yisurin below Avon, and we say, you know what? It's an expression of Yisurin Shel Ahava. I have no problem with that. But that still requires a great deal of us. And what that requires of us is what the Gemara calls Das. It requires intentionality to think carefully about how those many things that have been taken from us and to evaluate very carefully if we should want them back, and if we should want them back, for what reason and in what fashion. There's no denying the terrible suffering that we all experienced since last March. But equally, there's no denying that these last 6 months have given us an opportunity that no generation in recent memory has had, to be able to evaluate our lives anew, our interactions, our relationships, the places that we go, the things that we do. Everything can be, should be, must be evaluated, as the Gemara says, lida'as, bida'as, with a sense of careful reflection. Is reopening merely this kind of reflexive, knee-jerk need to somehow restore normalcy for normalcy's sake? Or do we recognize that in that kind of a rush, we risk losing what could be the great value of having the opportunity to hit the reset button in a once-in-a-lifetime way? And so as we're about to recite Slichos, yes, it's true. In an ideal world, we would tell God, we wish that we could get there, lo al yidei yisurim v'chaloyim ra'im, that we wouldn't need it. But once they're here, what would be a double sin would be to fail to try to utilize them to the greatest degree that we possibly could, l'das. Because we know from the Gemara that the Yisurin can only elevate us if we have that das, if we have that level of intentionality. Our culture, in the most aggressive way, tells us that life should be enjoyed, that life should be simple, that life should be as much as possible without any kind of difficulty or complexity, without problems that persist. But our Masora tells us very differently. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nasana Kadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael V'chulan Lo Nitnan Ela Al Yidei Yisurin. There are certain things in life which are so good that they could only come through Yisurin. Ve'elu Hein Torah. There's no way to truly meld one's personality with Torah without the struggle. Zos haTorah Adam ki yamus bo'el, in divrei Torah miskaimin, ela b'mishim emes atzmo aleihem. It's in the struggle that the Talmud Chacham is created. Ve'eretz Yisrael. It's in struggle that the bond of the Jewish people to the land of Israel is forged. And even Olam Haba. And it's only in the struggle for character, for refinement, the blood, sweat, and tears that we all expend trying to be that much more sensitive, that much more considerate, that much more patient, that much more consistent, that much more disciplined, that much more honest. That is only achieved through struggle. Shalva, serenity and tranquility, has its place. But Yisurin have their place as well. Let us not be beguiled by so much of the culture around us that tells us that we're best off comfortable all the time. And may it be His will that if we could be mimikabel the Yisurin that we experienced in 5780 Lidas, if we can accept them with an understanding of their potential meaning, that in 5781 there will be no need for any Yisurin, or any Chaloyim Roim, any ongoing suffering in our community, in the entire world, because we will have seized the opportunity that this overturning of the natural order of the world has given us to reach greater levels of spiritual focus through the Yisurin of 5780. We'll begin Slichos in just a moment.